Premise text before us, verse 16. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Read the word of God, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Have you ever been ashamed of the gospel? Have you ever had an experience when you were ashamed to let somebody know who you were? It happens at times, you know. It happens to most of us, if not all of us. The world looks at Christians as strange. And we at times want to fit in, to be accepted by society. We are human. If you are a Christian, you will never be accepted or fit in. I'm telling you the truth. I remember many years ago, when I first began to follow the Lord, I may or I may not have been baptized at that point. I don't remember. But I remember I was in my early 20s. Yes, I was there one time. Not too long ago either. After work one evening, this older co-worker, working in a sweatshop, making crayons, he invited me with him to a neighborhood bar. I went with him. The offer that I was hoping that would never come came. You might want to know what's that offer. He offered me an alcoholic drink, a liquor, Charlie. I refused the offer and was forced to tell him why I could not take his drink. I said to him, I'm a Christian. I took a Coke in a bar. All I knew back then that I hear my pastor, Maharis, say that Christians should abstain from alcohol. That's what I heard him say from the pulpit. Young Christian. You see, I was ashamed of Christ for fear of what this fellow worker that I had developed a friendship with would have thought of me. I was embarrassed. But I felt that I had denied my Lord, and I promised never to be intimidated again by any friend. I made that promise. Of course, there may have been other occasions in my pilgrimage when I failed to acknowledge my Savior and when I probably denied the Lord when faced with an opportunity. But I remember this one to this very day, the guy that carried me in that bar. Sometimes every Christian in their own life experience has an element of shame for the gospel of Christ. That what we have doesn't worth speaking about. That who we are is something to be ashamed about, and we have become silent. Are you like this? Christmas just finished. Well, you are ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And I suspect a lot of you are ashamed of Christ. Happened to me. Sometimes every Christian in their own life experience has an element of shame of the gospel. And I'm telling you the truth. Yet many others never show any sign that they are Christian. They may attend church, even regularly, but they are ashamed of Jesus. Shame of the gospel of Christ. There's absolutely no difference in their behavior than the others around them. Their acquaintances have no reason to ask them the reason for the hope that is in them. My friend, I suspect that a lot of you are like that. This may be very dangerous, extremely dangerous, Sister Elmira, because Jesus says, "For whosoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels." Mason read that. Our Lord's words is the gospel. It is a composition of the Old and the New Testament. He is not simply referring to the words he spoke when on earth, but his word that he sent from heaven to man. To be ashamed of the gospel is to be ashamed of Jesus. In what way can you or me be ashamed of the gospel? And how would you define the gospel? Now, I'm talking about the gospel. Paul is careful to tell us by definition what the gospel is. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Well, there are many gospels, Gene. You know that. But this is a distinct one. You see, Christ's name carries a stigma. We can be ashamed of the character of the gospel. It is the gospel of Christ. It's also called the gospel of God. Jesus is eternal God. If we say that he is less than God, we are ashamed of the gospel because of his character. There's people walking around with these magazines like this in front of the church. They're ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Romans 1:1 says, "Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God." Romans 1:1. 2 Corinthians 11:7. "I've committed an offense." Have I committed an offense? "In abasing myself, that you might be exalted, because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely." 1 Peter 4:17. "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" Gospel of Christ, gospel of God. Same thing. That's the character of the gospel. The character of the gospel means that it is God's gospel. It can be understood to mean that salvation is of God. That's why it's called the gospel of God. When one begins to develop a gospel that lends assistance to Christ, it is because they are ashamed of the gospel of God. A lot of those gospels around. This is what distinguishes us from others. This is why we may be ostracized by others. This is why we may be asked, "No, you can't preach here again." Men can be very subtle, very clever in this. A good many do not want anything to do with salvation by grace alone, by faith alone, by scripture alone, by glory to God alone. You want to add to the gospel of God. Watch out. They're very dangerous. They're very subtle. They sing them in their hymns. "I have decided to follow Jesus." No turning back. No turning back. You want to add their part. When we do this, we are ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Be careful what you say. Some of you men may come here, you still got cliches and sayings that are not gospel. You need to clean up that. Be bold. Instead, in the gospel of Christ. Always bring Christ out of your gospel. Wherever you go, like this morning, make sure you end with Christ. It's his gospel. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Gospel of Christ carries a stigma. Men are dead in trespasses and sins. and in need of spiritual life. Men cannot aid themselves in salvation. This is what the gospel of Christ says. William Hendrickson rightly says, it is God's gospel, and it is indeed the God's spell, the spell of our story that tells us what God has done to save sinners. For that reason, it is an evangel, or a message of good tidings. That's the character of the gospel. William Hendrickson. So we can be ashamed of the character of the gospel. It's Christ's gospel. It's God's gospel. It's not the church's gospel. It's not the school's gospel. It's not the preacher's gospel. It's the gospel of God. Second, we can be ashamed of the claims of the gospel. Gospel make claims. Notice the text carefully. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. The gospel only finds its effect in those who believe. The gospel has a claim on our lives. The gospel claims to have power, authority to change a person's life. Remember, we cannot separate the gospel from the Bible. We say that the Bible are the words of Christ. When one insists that the Bible cannot make any claim on their lives, they are ashamed of the gospel of Christ. When we speak to people and tell them what the Bible says that we ought to be doing, and they don't want to do it, they're ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You ever sit and counsel someone in their thoughts and in their words, they are so far away from the Bible that you are left to wonder, what does this person believe the gospel? You're dealing with a church member in a conference room, and you're talking to them, reasoning with them. You don't understand. They don't believe the gospel. They're sitting under the gospel. They don't believe it. To believe is to obey the gospel. Believe is not intellectual. Believe is submitting to the claims of the gospel. When the gospel tells us how to walk in this life, we believe. When Abraham was called to leave Ur, he left. He walked out. When the gospel tells us how to worship God, we believe. When we do the opposite, we are ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So it's a broad statement. We can be ashamed of the character of the gospel. It is Christ's gospel. It means that salvation is in Christ alone. We can be ashamed of the claims of the gospel. It calls us to execute a life of submission to Christ. It's a broad term. Third, we can be ashamed of the gospel because of the contradiction the gospel brings. It brings a contradiction. You only got to open your mouth once. It's a contradiction to everybody. I don't know why. The only message that will contradict human behavior is the gospel. And this is why at times we are ashamed of the gospel. I don't want to rock the boat. Well, you have to rock the boat. Unless you be ashamed of the gospel. I don't think any of us should be obnoxious. I don't think so. I'm not. I don't want to rub others the wrong way. Even in the church, we can be like this. We know what the gospel teach. And yet we see some of our church members and our loved ones flying in the face of what the gospel teach. And we stay silent for fear of being a contradiction. Well, that'll be a contradiction. If my sister's sleeping in the church, I'll call her out. I'll tell her about it when I get home. You're disrespecting God. You're dishonoring God. You're disrespecting the preacher. Stop or don't come. It's a contradiction. Gospel people will contradict people. You don't fly in the face of God in the church and the preacher stays silent. The gospel, what the gospel teach, must be explained. Losing friendships. Lost many friends. The scripture says, it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. The Jew first, to the Greek. Don't be ashamed of the gospel, brethren. Please. But the question arises, when and where and how can you and I be ashamed of the gospel? In the second half, I give you a definition, really. Character claims contradiction. But here the rubber meets the road. How and when are you ashamed of the gospel? I'll tell you quickly. Within the confinements of fellowship. When can we be ashamed of the gospel? Within the confinements of Christian fellowship. Don't misunderstand me. A person that is truly converted by the gospel will not be ashamed of the gospel within the confinements of fellowship. What I mean is that when we are among professors of religion and yet ashamed of the gospel, when called upon to pray, we fail to pray in a biblical manner. When called to speak, we can be ashamed to speak up for Christ. We are ashamed that somebody else laugh at us. We are ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Even at times when called upon to preach, we can be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We fail to make appropriate applications because in our heads, if I say this, this person in the congregation is doing this, so I'm going to abstain from saying it. Say it. But don't say it deliberately. You know how many things I get accused of? That I knew nothing about? Say it. If you come to the text, and the text say it. You're ashamed of the gospel. I listen. I said, I wish you would take this verse somewhere else. It doesn't belong there. He knows what's going on, and he's not going there. Say it, Brother Depo. God will give you peace. Don't keep a friend at the expense of that friend going to hell. Even though we are staring at a loved one or loved ones, fellow brethren, and they're violating the word of God, we say nothing. We are ashamed of the gospel. It's not only so for preachers, but for common lay people. We can sit and witness obvious sinful behavior and even know and say nothing. It's because we are ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not telling you to get in people's business. Don't ask a young lady who she's dating now if the man she's living with is her husband. Don't go there. It's not your business. Don't pry into people's business. But once they begin talking, are you sure that's what you want to do? Do you know what the Bible says about that? The Bible calls that adultery. And the Bible says, don't you not know that an adulterer shall not inherit the kingdom of God? That's a friend. You know them. You rub shoulders with them. Yet you're ashamed with the gospel. We don't want to rub them the wrong way. We are to rub them the wrong way, brethren. Iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens the face of his friend. Yes, we can be ashamed of the gospel of Christ within the confinements of fellowship. And I use fellowship in inverted commas. Even the great apostle Paul confronted his friend, Peter. Remember that? Paul had to speak to Peter. And Peter was with his friends. Behaved like a Jew. When he was a Gentile, he behaved like Gentiles. Shame. The gospel of Christ. Galatians 2. Let me read it to you. You would like this. 11 through 16. Here we read Galatians 2. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to blame. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when they saw that they were not straightforward about the truth, phonies playing games of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you, being a Jew, live in the manner of the Gentiles and not as the Jews, why do you compel the Gentiles to live as the Jews? We, who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. Peter retreated to a works grace gospel. You know, some of you, when you get with the works grace gospel crowd, when you go home, you're like them. When you come here, you're like we. You know, there's a word for that. Hypocrite. Within the confinements, fellowship, inverted commas. You see, the moment one adds from any form of performance to the gospel, any form of performance, they're ashamed of the gospel of Christ. At times, one can stand in the pulpit and out of fear for others, be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's a broad statement. We can be ashamed of the gospel of Christ within the confinements of fellowship. Second, we can be ashamed of the gospel of Christ around family. In some cultures, being a Christian can cause one to be ostracized by their families. You see, I was just reading an article of the torching these churches in India, or the homes of the pastors. Oh, you're a Christian? Home burned down. Sometimes in Africa, children are taken off the inheritance list. No family privileges. They believe the gospel. We here may not have this problem because it is very acceptable to say, I'm a Christian, because of what Christianity is now today. It's very easy. I'm a Christian. I had to tell the guy in the bar why I can't take his drink. I'm a Christian. I had to learn the hard way. He never invited me again. He shunned me. That's what I was ashamed of. We may find ourselves being ashamed of the gospel because of family. They feel that we are limiting our children from entertainment, from amusement. So we send our children to entertainment, to amusement, to theater with their children. I remember a long time ago, a close relative of mine said, your wife is going to leave you. Long time ago, your wife, Marcel, she's going to leave you. As you can see, Marcel ain't gone nowhere yet. There's a close family friend. You know why? They felt that I had Marcel straitjacketed into church life. You probably heard that too. You probably heard that already. You see, people thought that I was the driving force behind my wife, making her follow the gospel. Who needs this kind of family? We can be ashamed of the gospel around family, deny its claims, deny its character, don't want to be a contradiction to the world. Some of you are like that. I see it. And I'm appealing to you. That's why I'm bringing this message. I'm appealing to you. Don't be ashamed of the gospel among your family. Let them know who you are. They ain't no Christian. They might go to church. The hardest people to reach is our family. But the easiest people to compromise with is our family. Countless of professing Christians here give way to their unsaved family when they are wrong, go to their church, but they never come to ours. Shame of the gospel. Stop being ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You and I do not have to say much to be a witness. You and I do not have to know the Bible from cover to cover to be a witness. A witness only tells what they know. Tell what he sees. What he knows. Maybe some have not seen anything. Maybe some don't know anything. So these words, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believe. These words are very broad in scope and application. I can go on all night. It's not only for Paul. It's for us. Yes, a witness tells what he sees and what he knows. We are tempted to be ashamed of the gospel. We can be ashamed of Christ's gospel within the confinements of fellowship. We can be ashamed of the gospel of Christ's word among family. We can be ashamed of the gospel of Christ among friends. In Zimbabwe, you know, some of you probably come across these lizards, these huge lizards. One of the species are chameleons. You probably got them in Grenada. They live in trees. And something is unusual about them. They adapt to the colors they're on. If a chameleon was on this pole here, it would turn this color. You wouldn't recognize it. If he was on wood, you wouldn't recognize him. He adapts to the environment. The lizard, in. If they're on rocks, they would blend into the rocks. Big lizards, they're very big. When they're on timber, they blend. When they're on grass, they blend green. Many people in the church are like this. They blend in wherever they go. On Saturday nights, when they are on the party scene, they dress like the friends. Party clothes. On Sunday, they dress different, Christian clothes. You're a chameleon. You are a phony. That's what you are. They dress different. I don't know how some of us think, or who some of us think we're fooling. It is sad how some behave. Christian behavior is not reserved for the church. It's expressed in the world among friends. Jesus was invited to the homes of people. He sat with publicans and sinners. He sat with them. My point is very clear. You are ashamed of the gospel among your friends. Friends that are has no gospel interest at all. And you are ashamed. God will provide opportunities. We must be gracious. We can share our testimony. We can tell of his wonderful greatness. A hymn that ministered to your soul. Oh, you know, I love that hymn. A prayer that God answered. You can tell the friend, you know, I was struggling with this, and I prayed about it, and the Lord heard, and he answered, and he delivered me. A lot of you are ashamed of Christ. Simple ways. Oh, that hymn ministered. My mother always used to say, you know, Brian, he loved that hymn, Marvelous Grace of Our Loving Lord. You know, she used to say so all the time, Pat. Oh, where did she get that from? As a matter of fact, sometimes when I go home and I speak, that's what they're saying. He loved that hymn. They don't know why he loved that hymn. Marvelous Grace of Our Loving Lord. You remember I used to sing it here all the time? I asked you to sing it. Grace greater than all our sin. Listen, if your friends are not gospel interested, you shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel. You need to stop being ashamed of the gospel. My brethren, as some of us, I said it already, here, behave the way we do under spiritual oversight and spiritual supervision. If we behave the way we do here, I would not like to see how we behave when we're home or when we are with our friends or when we are at work or leisure. I would not like to see if some of you behave the way you behave in this church and talk in this church. I wouldn't like to see. I wouldn't even ask. The Apostle Paul says, only let your conduct be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Philippians 1:27. Paul said this to the Philippians. He says, only let your conduct as become of the gospel, whatever you do. Whether it be at work, at school, at home, where. The only thing I ask is that your behavior become of the gospel. But the Lord's hand is not short, that is, his ear is heavy. But your iniquities separated between you and your God, you will not hear. Brethren, we can never go wrong in preaching the gospel at the City View Baptist Church. The only thing God asks of us is what the apostle asks of the brethren. Only let your conduct be as become of the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs. I always tell you that Paul speaks as Christ. And here again you see it. Jesus is saying to us, only let your conduct be coming of the gospel, that when I come and see you, it's a promise, and I would hear that you're striving in the faith of the gospel. You see, he's coming back. Many will proudly confess their grandparents. They'll proudly state the accomplishments of their children. Some are quick to tell others what job they have, but never find courage to tell the same ones of the Savior. They're ashamed of him. So let us be encouraged. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Hold your head up. Walk like a Christian. Talk like one. Dress like one. Behave like one. When your friend invites you to the bar, just like my friend did on Lorimer Street, tell that friend why you can't go with him. Don't wait till you go and he offer you a rum punch and be faced with embarrassment like I. May not be the bar for you. That's my story. You may have your own. Might not be the bar. And I'm sure you can tell your story. Your place may be a place where you are dishonoring God. When the Lord is ashamed of a person, it means that they'll be subject to hell. It do not mean what some say, that people will be ashamed in heaven. There's nowhere in heaven where there will be shame. You know, people say, you know, if you don't do these things, you'll be ashamed when the Lord come back. No, if you're ashamed, if the Lord come back, when he come back, it means you're judged for hell. These people that preach this false gospel, this works gospel, say, you know, you gotta try to live for God because you might be ashamed when he come back. There's nowhere in heaven where there's shame. Shame is moved. If you're ashamed on earth for Christ, he'll be ashamed of you when he comes. So if you was brought up under that theology, it fits the gospel that these churches preach. Live like you like on earth. You just would be a little ashamed in heaven. You just have your bowl of soup and the blessing too. Nonsense. Don't be ashamed of Christ on earth. Chances are if you're ashamed of him on earth, he'll be ashamed of you when he comes again. It's as simple as that. when family is talking about everything, make sure that you can talk about that one special thing. That's all you know. It's never inappropriate to introduce people subtly to the Savior. You don't have to be rude. When within the orbit of fellowship, don't be ashamed of the gospel. Many of us can flash our photo albums or mobile phones to show others. See it in here. How about flashing a scripture text that you memorize? We can flash a phone very quick. It's my grandson. We can do it proudly. Yeah, no laugh. We can do it proudly. How about a scripture text? Why don't you flash that? I shared one with a man yesterday about the greatness of God. Shame of the gospel. What a New Year's message. Yeah. Family got a way of killing my joy. Flash the gospel, man. You may be surprised how ashamed many professing Christians are about the gospel. You may be surprised. They may not be Christians at all. Don't ever think that everyone in here loved the gospel. Don't think that for a minute, brethren. The church can be a perfect hideout for some people. A perfect hideout for whoever's ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation. Of him, the Son of Man, also. It would be a shame when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. You ponder that. Don't be ashamed. So Romans 1:16 has a broader meaning than Paul not being ashamed of the gospel when he was going to Rome to preach. We can be ashamed of the gospel of Christ in these areas I have shared with you within the confinements of fellowship. Among peers, fellow in fellowship. Talk about everything. The latest sale, Walgreens. Never talk anything about what God did. Never, ever. Quick to flash a photo. Slow to flash a scripture text. May we heed the words of our Lord. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Same thing we said this morning in our morning message. May the Lord help us not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ this new year. Please don't be ashamed of the gospel. May the Lord help us. Let's pray.